Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Home. Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Cade Sprecher. On today's program, we speak with Angela Nelson and Kim Dorn of Marion County Public Health about the implementation of privatized Medicaid.
What are consumers on the ground experiencing?
Issues with just navigating the system and figuring out where to ask questions, how to get those questions answered, and then finding people that know the answer. We're finding that when they call, that they have lots of different answers from the same people.
The MCOs are working to try to answer questions for people. But sometimes when a consumer calls, they call and they get one answer from somebody in that organization, and then they get confused, so they call back, and then they get a different answer from the same organization, the same MCO, and they'll get a different answer than what they got from Medicaid. So that's very confusing for people, and people who need their services pretty promptly are feeling very frustrated about that.
Different providers have signed with different MCOs and maybe two of them and not the third. And how is that affecting consumers?
We can find someone who has a mental health condition and they also have a physical health condition. One MCO will be signed with their medical doctor, and then that same MCO is not signed with their mental health doctor. And so they have to really try to pick and choose which is more of a pressing issue for them, whether their mental health issue is something that they need to have addressed or their physical health. So that's difficult when you have issues that both from the mental health perspective and the physical health perspective that need to be addressed. If you have to choose, that's a pretty difficult choice to make.
So from a practical standpoint, a person who needs the service might have been assigned United. And so they call United and say, hey, is my doctor on United? A lot of times what happens is United or whoever the provider is will say, you know, you need to call your physician and find out who they signed with. So they can't get that information from Medicaid or from the MCO. They're being directed to their physicians. So then they figure out, okay, I have United. My physician has not signed with United, but my mental health doctor has signed with United. So then they have to make a choice about who they're going to go with. Are they going to ask to change their coverage to another MCO, or are they going to go with their mental health doctor or their physical health doctor? So it's very confusing, and it's very difficult for them to manage.
As people are dealing with these sorts of issues, what are some of the resources, or do you have any strategies that they can take advantage of in order to have an easier time of getting the care that they need?
If people were to find it difficult to find the answers that they need, if they come out to public health and they ask us to help them, we have a no wrong door policy that if they don't have the answers, that we can try to help them find those answers. There is an 800 number that they can call for a broker to help them if they want to wait for that 20 to 30 minute wait time to ask those questions. But really just reaching out to their own providers that they already have, or coming out to public health to try to find those answers.
You know, as the system has been implemented, are there things that need to change over time, or a different focus for the system that needs to be put in place to kind of improve these things?
Well, the system was put together based on budgetary considerations, not really put together by what works for people. Personally, I feel like they've got that a little bit backwards, in that you really can't, the money has to be considered. I mean, because our Medicaid expenses in Iowa were continuing to grow and it was out of control. Something had to give, something had to change. What they didn't do was they didn't consider the system issues first, and make sure that the system was put together and that the system flowed properly and that people were notified and made the decisions made in the proper order and before the financial decisions were made. So from the state perspective, they said, you know, we are paying the MCOs X number of dollars to take care of it. Hallelujah, we're done. But it's not working out that way for the people who use the system. It's going to take some time. It's going to take some effort. It's going to take some oversight. There's a lot of discussion right now about what is appropriate oversight. The state of Iowa has not implemented the amount of oversight that the feds said that they needed to. And so those things are all still in discussions. So it's going to take time and people are going to have to be patient.
I just think that if we want to fix something, there has to be change involved. And change is hard and it's not always pain-free, but we will get through this. And I think that there needed to be change. So this is something that we're just going to have to wade through and figure out. Yep.
Thanks again to Angela Nelson and Kim Dorn. That's been today's Knoxville Farm and Home Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, celebrating 25 years of being what a great farm store should be. You can find today's news and local information on air and online 24/7 at KNIAKRLS.com.